Officials from North and South Korea held more talks today in Seoul that focused on Pyongyang's nuclear program. South Korea is pressuring the North to take specific steps to end its standoff with the United States. A South Korean spokesman said it's not enough for North Korea to insist that it has no plans to develop nuclear weapons. The United States refuses to enter negotiations with North Korea over the nuclear issue. U.S. officials say they expect the matter to be considered by the U.N. Security Council in the next few days. NPR's Eric Weiner reports from Seoul.
When it comes to Iraq, the Bush administration is highly suspicious of the U.N. Security Council. But when it comes to North Korea, it has embraced the council as the best venue for handling this crisis. Undersecretary of State John Bolton spoke to reporters here in Seoul.
The reason why we think this is appropriate is that the Security Council is the body charged by the United Nations Charter with dealing with threats to international peace and security. And under the rules of decision of the Non-Proliferation Treaty, North Korea's breach is such a threat to international peace and security. And it's appropriate that it go to the Security Council.
Bolton says that's likely to take place by the end of this week. The question is, what happens once the issue lands in New York? The Security Council could impose sanctions on North Korea, but the Stalinist state says it would consider that an act of war. And in fact, the U.S. seems in no hurry to push for sanctions. When it comes to North Korea, there are no easy answers and plenty of disagreement. But U.S. Envoy John Bolton says on one issue, there is complete agreement.
The most important thing to say is that among all the countries that are considering this, there is complete agreement that the end result has to be the elimination of North Korea's nuclear weapons program. Nobody has said we're indifferent to whether they have a program or not. Nobody has said we welcome the North Korean program. So everybody starts with agreement on where we have to end up, which is the elimination of the nuclear weapons program in the North.
If that happens, the Bush administration says it's prepared to offer North Korea energy and food aid, part of its so-called bold approach. Dongbok Lee, a professor at Seoul's Myeongji University, says that's exactly why North Korea initiated this crisis in the first place.
North Korea knows that by means of ordinary state-to-state relationships, they are not in a position to secure these economic benefits from abroad. So the nuclear card is the only available card that North Korea can play for the extortion of whatever concessions from abroad.
The U.S. insists it will never give in to extortion and thus the current impasse. But there are a few encouraging signs. North Korea has in recent days toned down its traditionally hostile and often colorful rhetoric aimed at the U.S. And here in Seoul, officials from North and South Korea agreed to another round of family reunions, briefly reuniting people separated since the Korean War 50 years ago. A solution to the nuclear standoff is still a long way off, but for the first time since this crisis erupted 3 months ago, Secretary of State Colin Powell has used the word progress to describe recent developments. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Seoul.